Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the overall astrology and energetic themes of February 2021. This is a pivotal month in this year, and it's why I wanted to do this special bonus podcast episode for you so you could understand perhaps what is showing up in your world and how you are being ushered forward. There are a lot of energies throughout February that are moving us into new experiences, moving us forward. It's been these waves of incoming energy that are showing us more of what we're moving towards and with greater clarity around who you really are. Knowing ourselves and understanding ourselves is, of course, a lifelong adventure as we understand more of what's happening within us, around us, how we're responding, how we're feeling, what we're learning. And yet a lot about February 2021 is about the fog being removed, things being removed from our lives, choices being clearer. There's a sense of clarity emerging. And I've had a lot of messages come through around how this may show up for you. Of course, it's very personal. I hope that some of this information resonates with you and supports you. And as always, whenever you hear these messages, please take them into your own energy field and sit with them. Decide if this is true for you or not, and always be your own discerning self. Because, of course, this is a general understanding of the energies, and it works with each of us differently and at different levels of intensity. But I hope this gives you some overall understanding of what you may be experiencing or what may be coming up for you throughout this second month of the year. So I want to start with some of the overall visuals that I've been seeing. And this does relate to the astrology, which I will bring in, but I'm just going to do more of the visuals in this show and some of the overall trends. And the first thing that's been coming through, which I even mentioned, I believe, in last week's weekly show, is that there has been a deep healing that's happened. And the way that I've been seeing it is that it's like a scar has been healed, something under the surface. It's almost like looking at your arm or your leg and where there was a cut or a bruise or something that was deeply harmful or something that went physically into the body or into the skin. It's been healed over, but that skin is changed permanently by the healing process, by the time it's taken for the scar or the wound to heal. And the healing has been underneath the surface where it's not visible, right? You can see the scratch or the scar, or the mark, and other people can see it too, but it's what's underneath where there's been a requirement of a lot of energy, a lot of healing, a lot of time. You know, healing takes time. There's things that we can only do so fast. We can only move through so fast. But what I'm seeing is this healed skin. It's like it's a healed scar. It's something has been fully understood that was probably painful at times and a part of your unconscious self or your shadow self, the aspects of ourselves that operate often out of fear, out of survival, out of an old wound, perhaps from another lifetime or from earlier in this lifetime, something that maybe you've carried as a soul theme to help you understand more of your own energy or more of what you agreed to work on in this lifetime, but there's something here that it's very personal. It's like an intimate energy. It's something that maybe you truly know, but you haven't shared with many people or other people. There's something about it that feels almost sacred. And so I'm going to call it a sacred scar. It's something very deep and personal that has been healed over. And it's been healed through you as well. Because I'm also seeing the energy flushing out. Like there's been that deep removal. It's a flushing out and also an extraction. Like an extraction off of the skin or an extraction out of the body. So there's literally been a very deep healing process that is either winding down or fully complete. And it's now opening up the energy fields so that you have more energy, more time, more space, more willingness to look at what's next or to focus on the next chapter. Of course, this healing process has been based on everyone's own level of willingness or consciousness to work through something. And you could feel like you're at a different stage of it, meaning if you don't feel like something's fully healed yet, but it's on its way to being fully healed, then certainly trust that for yourself and keep going forward with that energy and with that momentum. But I feel like for many, many people, there has been this this deep healing that has transformed your self-identity into something purer, and there's greater clarity about who you are, what you need, what you want, what matters to you, what you value. There's been a reshuffling. So allow that to be something you fully integrate throughout February. And this could even be a part of your Mercury retrograde in Aquarius experience, where your mind is recalibrating and reprioritizing what you want next and where you're going next. Aquarius is about our life ambitions, our visions, what we hope for, what we want, and it's about the future. So I feel like this Mercury retrograde in Aquarius is actually bringing in more messages from the future, from your future self, from what's possible. And it takes the mind more time to process or integrate these visions because the mind goes to how. How is that going to happen? How am I going to do this? How is that going to show up? But in Aquarius, we don't have to know the how. We don't have to fully understand how all the pieces come together. As long as we stay fixed on that vision, then we allow the universe and the matrix of energies to bring it all together, to piece it all together, and to create that vision. So it isn't about the how. It's about holding a mental strength around what you want and where you're going. Now, throughout February, we have a strengthening of these Aquarius energies, especially as they all gather together on the Aquarius new moon on February 11th. This is where we're going to have the sun and the moon conjunct at 23 degrees of Aquarius. We also have Mercury retrograde. We have Venus conjunct Jupiter, which is a beautiful energy of love, expansion, feeling really wonderful about self. This is a self-confidence energy. Of course, it's about support in those Venus areas of life. Then we also have Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. I just said Jupiter twice, but hey, it's the biggest planet, so we can repeat it twice. And then in terms of asteroids, there is also Pallas Athena in Aquarius, and she is the goddess of creativity and leadership, especially in regards to feminine energy. I have a separate playlist for you on YouTube that talks about the goddess asteroids. If you want to check out more about Pallas Athena videos and information, I have that over on my YouTube playlist as well. So all these energies are coming together to help you crystallize a new future. And it could be coming in waves, but typically that Aquarius energy works quickly. It's fast. It's a lightning strike. It's an electrical pulse. It's a deep knowingness about what is true for you. Perhaps something that you've even been holding or feeling throughout your life or throughout many lifetimes. And part of how this month's energies work together is that these healed parts of you that you've been working through that maybe were really slow going, really scary, really challenging, those energies are being released. And I got this very interesting image around it where the energies that's been healed is a bit like carrying around or wheeling around rocks in a suitcase, where you become accustomed to carrying around your possessions and you get used to this suitcase trailing you or always being right there, always being with you. And it could be that the suitcase has, you know, a bunch of rocks or just two giant rocks or five really big rocks. And these rocks can symbolize different stories in your life, different parts of you that you've been working on and working through, different things that you've been transforming and healing. But at some point, that suitcase gets really heavy. And so what they were showing me is that this suitcase filled with rocks can become an unconscious emotional support system. So here we are walking around with our emotional support rock collection, which has formed our stories and what we've been through and everything that we have collected along the way. And it's become a comfort zone. So the energies of this suitcase or of this rock and the emotional support rock collection is something that we're meant to release. And there's two things they were telling me about this energy. And one is that it's important to look at your energies, your healing process as spiritual lessons. Because as soon as you insert that level of consciousness to your emotional support rock collection, then you're allowing the energy to feel lighter. And there's a lightness that comes in that detaches it from the physical realms, where it's no longer the heaviness of life or the heaviness of these stories or the heaviness of what you've been through. You see it as, oh, well, these have been spiritual lessons. And so what I've been learning energetically, what I've been learning through these various experiences is ABC XYZ. And so that's important too, is to look at what are you carrying around unconsciously that could also be weighing you down or holding you back. And the second message that they said, in addition to these being spiritual lessons, is that often our past or our stories become a place of safety where you're saying, okay, well, this is what I know. This is what is comfortable. This is what I've been through. You know, this is what I understand. So it becomes this. It's like a safety barrier where that suitcase is an energetic barrier that can feel protective. It's known. It's something that you're familiar with, but it can also be keeping out the next chapter, the next phase, then the new stories, and also your own elevation, how you're ready to upgrade. So what is coming through here is that the emotional support rock collection could be very much something that you have grown accustomed to and even proud of. And that's something to be honored. What you've been through, what you've accomplished, what you've learned, you know, the things that you have moved through, how you've transformed, how you have had some really big life experiences, all of that is meant to be fully recognized in yourself. But what they're saying, and when I say they, I mean my spirit guides and the energies that I work with, they're saying that you don't need it to trail you. You don't need it to be a part of what you pull around or wheel around, because what happens is that it's going to slow us down. It's going to slow down what can come in next. And they showed me this really beautiful visual of when you can release these stories or these parts of yourselves that you're done with. You're really releasing things at a very deep level. And what they were showing me too is that there's a huge release this month of soul contracts, of pledges, of vows, of promises, of things that you agreed to multiple lifetimes ago. And that's part of this strong Aquarius energy coming in that's taking us forward. And it's part of what we can open up to is that there are going to be parts of your life, parts of your world, people, experiences that you're just no longer interested in. As if there's no energy there. There's no connection. You're not even interested in something that maybe at first it was really fascinating or you were really drawn to it. It's like there's these completion of energies at a very deep soul level. And that's also what this suitcase could be holding for you, is what you've accumulated through multiple lifetimes of experiences. And I'm feeling like there's things that are just going to drop away. It's just going to fall out of your life, fall away. There's people you might not hear from again. There's energies you may never connect with again. And I'm feeling like it has to do with these energies just no longer being needed. And it also requires your willingness and your intention to let them go. So it could be that with this energy, going back to our suitcase with the emotional support rock collection, is that it's something where you could visualize this energy dissolving, melting. Perhaps there are wings that just carry it away. Perhaps it's just something that rolls out of sight and you're done with it. But there's a strong energy here of the changes that are happening at a very deep level. But it requires your willingness and desire to let them go. Of course, there's no wrong choice. If there's something you don't want to let go of just yet, then always trust that for yourself. Or if you're still working through something, honor that for yourself. But a lot about February is a changeover of energies, of things just being completed and done. And then there's this catapult of energy moving us forward. This is going to be a fast-moving year. This is going to be a energy of acceleration. And there's also a lot of unstable energy. And that's another part of February where we have these strong interactions between not only the planets in Aquarius, but planets in Taurus. Specifically, Uranus in Taurus, Mars in Taurus, interacting with these Aquarius planets, shaking up life, shaking up the status quo, requiring more fast-moving decisions and fast-moving changes. So the most important energy here, however, is that Uranus will be at 7 degrees of Taurus again, where it has been multiple times, but this time it's meeting up with Saturn at 7 degrees of Aquarius. And this is the first of three interactions between these two outer planets, which is significant, which affects the world, which affects our lives and the changes that we're going to be moving throughout 2021. So this is also why February is important, because whatever begins this month carries out through the rest of this year. And that's at a personal level and a collective level. And that's because of this ongoing square between Saturn and Uranus that is going to happen again the middle of June and the end of December of this year. So we're going to begin a process that's going to further separate us from who we were, what we've been through, what your life has been about up to this point. It really feels like there's a dividing line. It feels like there's something that you can't go back to and you don't want to. And if you try to, it'd be wildly uncomfortable. It would even be like, what is important here? I don't even care about anymore. It's really significant. And it's important to honor that in ourselves. And a lot of people will be moving through their lessons, their healing, and not know when it's over, or not know when to let it go, or maybe even have some kind of test that requires you to make a choice. I feel like February could bring up a choice point around where you've been and where you're going. And this could be, let's even say it's about relationships, because with this Venus in Aquarius conjunct Jupiter in Aquarius, that's very strong relationship energy for what's in alignment for where you're going, how you're growing forward, what you want, what is calling to you. But if a relationship from the past comes back around, you have to assess if that person is in alignment with where you're going and if you are still in alignment with that person, because it could be you've outgrown them, you no longer have similar energies, similar desires, similar anything. Even if at first it feels very comfortable or you know them, I feel like this is what's going to be really fascinating here, is that you're going to see who resonates with you and who doesn't, but you could have some choice points come up that are a bit of a test or even just a check-in. Check in on your energy. Check in on what is correct for you. Check in on which chakra or chakras are feeling energetically strong and where you feel a connection to somebody or where you don't. So it's a very interesting time here of making choices that honor you, that honor what you need, where you're going. And I feel like this could be really private, almost like maybe you don't talk about it with others or isn't something that you share with a lot of people. It could feel more internal. And that again could be part of this Mercury retrograde energy, where we are reprioritizing and figuring out more about what is true for us now. So the strong Aquarius energies are calling us into the future, and the strong Taurus energies are asking for change. And Taurus is one of the astrological signs that doesn't like change, that resists change, that will only make change on its own timeline and in its own way. So this part of our charts is really being disrupted. The Taurus energies could even feel overwhelmed or feel like something's happening too fast. Taurus is a slower moving sign. It wants to take its time. It needs patience. It needs space. And then it will make a change if it decides to. And I feel like what's happening is with this acceleration, perhaps there isn't as much time as you'd like. And the changes are here. Things are happening. Things are moving forward. But we're meant to trust that, because I feel like what's happening is that it's going to get out of resistance, get out of maybe the slowest parts of yourself that have lagged behind or have felt uncertain. That Taurus energy wants certainty, wants reliability, wants to know what it can count on. And that just isn't the energy right now. So there's this push-pull between what you want and the changes that are happening and the changes that are coming through. There will be integration periods where after you perhaps take a risk or try something new, or maybe it feels like you're pushed into something new, there is going to be a time of integration in March as the energies slow down, as they move into Pisces and we have more of a break. But that's not the energy of February. February is, it's happening, it's here, it's like a fast moving train, and things are moving us into the next realm, the next phase of life, and the next dimensions. Now, I want to go back really quickly to the emotional support rock collection and the suitcase. And what is really important here is that what we understand and integrate is that you determine your own level of feeling safe in the world, and you bring that energy into yourself, into your body, into your mind, into your chakras. And the more that you integrate feeling safe and secure within your own energy field, the better equipped you are to deal with the world changes and with life changes. When you understand that that safety exists within you, that that security is within you, and it can even be a visualization into your chakras or into different parts of your body. What energy are you focusing on that gives you a sense of safety in yourself? It's safe to be my own energy. It's safe for me to share my gifts. It's safe for me to be unique. It's safe for me to be different. It's safe for me to try something new. It's safe for me to experience this next chapter of life because I'm traveling with everything I need inside me. These are some of the most important messages to remember, because as this year unfolds, a lot of things are going to be unstable. There's going to be a lot of big shifts, a lot of big changes in the world at large. There's going to be things that collapse and crumble. There's going to be things that shift and change and that come out of nowhere and, oh my gosh, I didn't see that happening. The crashes occurring or things breaking down. And these are the energetic interactions between Uranus in Taurus and Saturn in Aquarius. Again, the three squares throughout this year. So what we're traveling with is that we are safe and equipped to deal with any and all changes, because the truth is you've done that throughout your whole life. And now as you give yourself that understanding and those messages, it strengthens your own energy field. It strengthens your own capacity to deal with what is happening and what's unfolding, but from a place of strength, safety, and security. And these are some of the most vital energies in our lives. And these are energies that we can give ourselves, but we aren't taught to give ourselves. It isn't told to us. There isn't a class usually that tells us to give ourselves these messages, these practices, or these energies, but it's what's really going to support us in February and in the year ahead. All of this is important for stepping into your next chapter, for moving into your next life step, what you want, where you're going, and it's going to help you feel, it feels like an energetic protection. Like I'm getting the visual of an aura, the energetic aura of our bodies, but it has like this Teflon coating in gold, like a gold outline of the aura. And you could visualize this for yourself as well. If that feels energetically strong, that you visualize your aura and that it's surrounded by this gold lighting that is very strong and protective and high vibrating. And it's going to help you move through this month and in the years ahead. Yes, plural, the years ahead, because this energy that we're experiencing is very new. It feels like it's been coming in waves, that there have been different energies coming forward that are new on the planet, that are new on Earth from other galaxies, other dimensions. It's been this energy that comes in but in waves, so it doesn't overload our systems or take out the satellites or take out the overall communications on the planet or even So it doesn't overwhelm nature. That's another part of these waves of energy, is that if there's too much of an influx of new energies, the natural elements wouldn't know how to adapt. Specifically, you know, trees and foliage and flowers and plants, it would just be too much. Literally, it would affect how the energies are absorbed. But it feels very supportive and gentle as it comes in waves. It's almost like, okay, we can deal with this. We can handle it because we're given time to work with it. And February is going to open new doors for so many people. It's sort of like you've been doing all this work and you've been working really hard and figuring things out. And after 2020, you know, when we had all the retractions, literally the lockdown, the shutdown, it affected our energy fields where our energies were halted in a way. And we were all in our own auras. We were all in our own energy fields. And we had to look at things. We had to assess. We had to really get into what's happening here, what's happening within me. And I feel like whatever those revelations have been for you, through your own healing process or transformation, through whatever you've realized, whatever has come through, that's part of the energy that's now being lifted away as other energies come in to move us forward. And this is really, really important because when you're fully in alignment with who you are, what you want, what matters to you, even if you don't have all the answers, by the way, because there's things that we don't know and we can't know at this time, but there can be a clarity around where you're going. When you have that level of certainty, you're stepping onto that trajectory or that timeline that then puts you in alignment with those doors opening. And I feel a lot of doors opening for people in February and beyond. So that's one of the reasons why this month is so important. The strong Aquarius energies are reminding you that you are a unique energy field. You came in with many gifts, with many experiences, with many things throughout your whole soul's journey that can support you now. That's because Aquarius, being the 11th sign, is an energy of accumulation. What have you accumulated throughout your soul's journey that can serve you now, that can help you now, that can support you now? And I'm getting the visual of people being called to new lines of work, a new sense of purpose, a new profession or direction that you just have been maybe passionate about, or you've always thought was interesting, but you don't know why. And you're like, oh, I think this would be really cool to pursue. I feel like it's energies from past lives coming up that remind you of something you did in a previous lifetime that you really love. And in this lifetime, maybe you don't have to go to school for it. Maybe you're naturally gifted. Maybe you don't need an apprenticeship or a mentor because you just know what you're doing. It's literally one of your soul's gifts. So that could be coming forth as well. And it would be vital to trust it and maybe take some baby steps, just check it out, see what it is for you. Because I think that what's opening up here is that so many people have done a lot of deconditioning and deprogramming and have returned to more of that essence of what they love. And we have a lot of programming in our modern world, and especially since the Industrial Revolution, around what it means to work, what work means, what is it to do a job and do it well, and to maybe move up the chain of command or the hierarchy to get promotions. And it was a programming that we were all accustomed to. And I feel like part of this digital age and the information age that we're in has opened us up to new ways to use our energy professionally. And there has been a redefinition of work, of employment, of professional life and career that has shown us more of what's possible. And I even think the lockdown has played into this, where we were quarantined and had to work from home. And then it brings our attention to, well, what am I doing every day? And is it really for me? And do I like where I live? And is this the right environment? And it just brings up these bigger questions. So one of the gifts of 2020 is it's brought up a new way of looking at our daily lives, our daily energy, our professional energy, our home lives, everything. And what does it mean to you now? Because this is where you could have some clear revelations around what what you want in your life. Not just what you want this year or at this point in your career, but what do you want from your whole life? And that's also the Aquarius energy. It's the bigger picture of it all. What does it mean to you to live a good quality life? And is that what you're in alignment for? So there's big energies happening right now that are showing us more of what's possible, what it means to enjoy our life, how we can really be in a place of loving what we do every day, or just overall understanding of what our values are. All of this is strong in February, and again, it's going to carry out through 2021. Now, the end of February has the Virgo full moon, and that's where the moon is in Virgo and the sun and Venus are in Pisces, and that's where we're going to be ready to take a break. So the end of the month does have more of a retreat, slow down, make sure that you're having some downtime. There's also the element of self-care every time we have strong Pisces and strong Virgo, because we're looking at maybe where we've been doing something too much and now we need a break, versus where we have to find that balance of still maintaining our responsibilities and taking care of our health. Health is going to be very strong by the end of February as we have this Virgo full moon. So keep in mind that the body's health is still important, even with COVID and other things happening on the planet, that this energy of self, not just self-care, it's personal health, your immune system, all of that is still going to require our attention. I feel like what is possible would be some new daily routines, some new ways to stay healthy, some new ways perhaps to decompress and take a break, but also new vitamins, new minerals, new herbs, new supplements, a new self-care and practices that help the body. I know I've mentioned before how much I love acupuncture. And I also recommend that there's something called community acupuncture that is a worldwide cooperative or collection of acupuncturists that offer acupuncture on a sliding scale. So insurance is not needed. Of course, check out how it shows up in your country or your location. It's called community acupuncture. Check that out. And then I also have recommended before on this show the benefits of CBD and how that helps the nervous system, how that helps the body, how that helps naturally work with our rhythms and what we're looking for. And the company I recommend is called Jampha, JAMPHA.com. And they even offer a special discount code for us called Astrology, where you get 25% off when you use the coupon code Astrology at checkout. So these are just some examples of things you can do that are going to naturally help you, that are going to support your energy flow and allow you to remain in balance with yourself amongst all of these changes that could be very fast moving. It's a very dynamic month. It's one of the biggest months of this year, and we're going to feel it. And if you need support with anything, simply ask for it. If you need support letting go of something, if you need support letting go of your emotional support rock collection, or if you need support on your healing, or you need support with what am I supposed to do next? What am I being called to do next? Ask. Ask mentally, intuitively, ask out loud. Just allow yourself to voice what you need, and you may be really surprised at what comes through, be it through a dream, be it through a friend, be it through overhearing a conversation from someone else. Sometimes you can get ideas and inspirations through movies, through song lyrics. All of this energy is speaking to us. It's always speaking to us. And when you're tuned in at that level, you'll get something. I guarantee it. You'll get something that provides you with clarity and understanding about next steps. And it's really one of the magic things about life is that we can be very receptive to multiple streams of energies. And it's through that receptivity that we understand and feel what is correct for us and what is best. So yes, it's a very dynamic month, a very exciting month. And for many people, it's what you've been waiting for. It's what you've wanted, where you're ready to let go and move forward from a certain healing process, from a certain part of your life. You're ready for what's next. And this is the month that it's going to come in and be shown to you. And it's also the month where you're ready. Even if your mental self or your human self has some questions, some fears, some uncertainties, very normal. But the bigger energies are moving us into some new experiences that we are ready for. And in fact, it's where we're needed next. I do go over more of these specific energies of February in my February 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, where you bring your natal chart and we go through all the transits of the month. We talk about what's showing up for you and where. In this monthly webinar, I talk about the Mercury retrograde, in addition to the new moon, the full moon, and everything else that we're going to be experiencing in February. So please check that out, and you can use coupon code Aquarius to get it for only $11. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. I'll be back every Wednesday and Monday for another episode. And I know that some of you listen and you're not astrologers and you don't know astrology, and that's wonderful. I try to speak in simple terms and to bring about messages that will support you wherever you may be in your journey and in your life. And I'm grateful for your time, energy, and attention in listening to this podcast. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. I will see you back here very soon, and I wish you a beautiful February 2021.